This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
I think I've heard you say that Satan is currently bound. What sin is Satan bound?
What I say is that when Jesus was on the earth walking around, in Matthew 12, 22 through 32, he mentioned something because Jews were accusing him of casting out demons by the power of the devil. And he said that in order to cast out demons, the strong man must first be bound. And so he's doing it, so therefore, logically, then it must be that Satan is bound. Then, now, is he still bound? That's a different question. We don't know.
Number 5.
Where do you feel like America is at right now in regard to biblical prophecy?
It is in line with the overall apostasy that the Bible prophesies in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3, that is approaching. The apostasy must come first before the Antichrist can be revealed. And so apostasy means a falling away from the truth. Now, the elect of God can't do that, Matthew 24, 24. That's the invisible church. Those are true converts. But the visible church, the church at large, you know, you go down to church, they got a Bible in their hand, they walk into church. People like that, we're not saying they are or not Christians, everybody, but that's that. They, the public churches, and the movement in America is supposed to go apostate. That's what the Bible prophesies. So where are we? We're not quite there, but we're moving that way.
Number 4.
I was wondering what the Bible said on the other planets, because it only mentions heaven and the stars and the moon and the earth and the sun.
Well,
but I haven't seen anything else about the other planets.
It considers the planets part of the second heaven. The first heaven is where the wind and rain come from, the clouds and things like that. And the second heaven is the things we see in the night sky, or maybe they're today, the sun, the moon, the stars, and the planets. They didn't know about the planets necessarily, but except, well, actually they kind of did, because Mars they knew about, and Venus they knew about, and other planets that they could see move. And I think they called them wandering stars. So they were aware of them, they just didn't really think of it in the terms we do.
Number 3.
But then I had someone else to explain to me that taking the Lord's name in vain is not using those words. So help me out here.
During my studies over the years, what I've discovered is that the name of God, Yahweh, and the titles Sovereign Lord or Jesus Christ, God, these are all addresses to the true and living God. And all of our addresses to the true and living God should be with respect and fear, and a godly fear, with honor, because he is great and there's nothing greater than him. So if someone uses the Lord's name in vain, and he's an unbeliever, and he says, oh my, etc., he's using a title that refers to the true and living God, and he's using it as an exclamation of anger sometimes. This is using that name of God himself in a vainful, non-reverential manner.
Number 2.
Do you believe Jesus is God in flesh?
I do.
You do? You believe he was crucified on the cross, rose from the dead?
Spiritually rose, not bodily. No.
So the Bible says he rose bodily. And so who are you to judge what the writers gave us and say he didn't rise from the dead physically when they, the eyewitnesses, says they did? Who are you to do that?
Well, I think that's begging a lot of different questions.
Okay, so you're not a Christian. I'm just telling you. Okay, Craig, you're not a critical thinker. No. You're not a Christian. I'm telling you flat out. You deny the physical resurrection. 1 Corinthians 15, 14, and 17. If Christ be not raised, our faith is in vain. In John 2, 19 through 21, Jesus says, destroy this temple 3 days, I will raise it up. So if you deny the physical resurrection of Christ, you're not a Christian. You're a false convert. And I'm not mad at you. I'm just informing you.
Number 1.
My question is, if you had a righteous and moral king, an earthly king, who asked you, who had complete dominion, he was the absolute monarch, and you were his subject, and he asked you, for whatever reason, righteous or not, to go into the next village and murder infants? Would you do that?
No. Why?
Because that's what God commands in 1 Samuel 15:3.
Was God wrong for doing that?
Absolutely.
What moral standard do you have that's universally applicable to which God himself must obey and submit? Where'd you get this moral standard from? You said that God is wrong for doing this.
I guess my question is, if you wouldn't do it for an earthly king, what would make you think it's righteous for a God to do it?
All people who live, according to the scriptures, have sinned against God and have inherited original sin and therefore are worthy of being executed. God has the right to execute people and it would never be considered murder. So your implication that he would murder people is simply wrong. You don't understand the issues at hand.
You guys give up or you're thirsty for more?
And now, the end is near.
This is the end, beautiful friend.
I always trust a guy named Matt Slick on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.